The biggest moments in the games.
Pagese, right wing for the win! Yes!
The biggest voices in sports.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
The heartbreak.
And he misses it. That's impossible.
The celebrations.
Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA!
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
The Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Monday, April 14th, 2025. And there's obviously a bunch of big stories that are coming off the weekend. Rory winning the Masters. And I was going to play that. And we will get to Rory a little bit later and guess what they said. There's plenty to hear from in terms of the Masters. But we start with the Chicago Cubs, Bart. Pete Crow Armstrong, two home runs against the Dodgers yesterday and a 4-2 win. This is coming off of the heels of the Cubs whipping that L.A. ass 16-0. Cubs take the series 2 out of 3 games. Here's your boy, PCA, on the Cubs winning a big series over L.A.
I don't want to say we're rising to the occasion because I have, you know, full confidence that we are just that as well. But, you know, coming in here and taking them down for 2 out of 3 is great. You know, that's what we come in here to do, especially after dropping game one. Being able to come back the next 2 days and do what we did, you know, that's a huge boost for us going into San Diego for sure.
Not thrilled we're leading with the Cubs here.
We're short on time.
So I saw that game last night because there was nothing else on. And I had already rewatched Rory highlights enough. But then I didn't realize Cubs fans were like ripping on him. So he's been pretty bad this year, huh? Outside of last night.
Yeah, he hasn't found his stride yet. Defensively, he's pretty good. But like, yeah, at the plate, he's like flailing.
He improved his average from 197 to 229.
Does have 7 homers on the year, though.
He's got 2 homers on the year.
Oh, I saw 7 next to his thing. I'll look at the box score again.
Those are RBIs.
Yeah, well, all right, fine. You know what I mean.
If he had 7 homers, who does have the most home runs in the league?
It's got to be a Yankee.
Yeah, I'll look that up. You play the next thing.
I certainly will, because the big news in terms of the NBA landscape is another
Shohei
coach.
Just hit one. Is he up there? That's his 5th.
Oh, Cubs, by the way, over the Padres 3-1, if anybody cares, elder than me. Another coach gets let go. This one was a lot more expectedly, considering the disaster that the Phoenix Suns had this season. They missed the playoffs. So here's Mike Budenholzer, who just got canned yesterday. He says this past season was extremely rough.
You know, a season like this is not easy for anybody. I'm human. You know, I think had high expectations, and you know, there's a level of frustration. But I'm just like everybody else. You know, we want to be better. We need to be better. So, regardless of, you know, anybody's circumstances or where they come from or what they're coming back to, we got to be better.
That's so funny. That's all he ever says. We had whole bits on it during the lead up to the Bucks title run. I got to be better. We need to be better. I got to be better. That's all he ever says. He said it 3 times in just the 5 last seconds of that clip. Yeah, he got fired and he's still getting paid. We got to get into that in a little bit here. By the way, there are 7 players with 6 home runs. Jazz Chisholm, Tommy Edman, Wilmer Flores, Aaron Judge, Kyle Schwarber, Tyler Soderstrom, and Mike Trout. How about that?
Good list, although I don't know who that 6th guy is at all.
Athletics.
You could have put a gun to my head. I had no idea. Huge story in college football, I guess. Tennessee's moving on from their starting quarterback. Head coach Josh Heupel discussed why Tennessee is going to be moving on from Nico. I've pretty much completely given up on saying his last name properly. I butchered it 6 times on the updates. Go back on Saturday on the Free Odyssey app if you want to hear me ridicule myself. Iamaliava is his last name.
I think Iamaliava.
All right, well, I'm not saying it fast.
Nico Iamaliava.
Here's why they're moving on from Nico.
We're moving forward as a program without him. You know, I said it to the guys today. There's no one that's bigger than the power team. And that that includes me. And they hear me say that a lot inside of that team room. This program has been around for a long time with a lot of great coaches, a lot of great players that came before that laid the cornerstone pieces, the legacy, the tradition that is Tennessee football. It's going to be around a long time.
You're the producer of this show. We started with Rory. Should I start next hour with NBA playoffs and the Budenholzer firing, or should I start with the NIL drama here with Nico?
I would get into the NIL because it happened earlier, and then we can move the NBA into our third hour.
All right, we could do some NIL. People like ripping on college kids.
So common theme. We'll sneak one last one in here. The World Baseball Classic is on the horizon. Team USA has a brand new captain. No surprise, it's Aaron Judge.
It's something special, you know, getting a chance to represent our country. I kind of said earlier this morning, just thinking about all the brave men and women that have fought for this country and, you know, laid their lives down for us to get a chance to go out here, and especially me get a chance to go out here and play a game. You know, it's a pretty humbling experience. So it's just happy to represent the U.S. and, you know, happy to be your captain.
The World Baseball Classic is good. I like it.
I like it too.
A good thing. Are they going to do the thing where they, like, have half the games in Miami and then half in Japan again, or what are they doing?
Good question. I believe they do rotate where the locations are. I'll pull that up in the break here.
Oh, I got it. So in 2026, we're going to see the World Baseball Classic. It is going to be held in San Juan.
I'm in there. I got to go down there.
Houston, Tokyo, and Miami will have the different pools. So I don't know that they ever, like, not host this thing in America. I feel like that's, it's not like it's the World Cup where one year it's going to be in Uruguay, you know. San Juan's going to have Puerto Rico, Cuba, Canada, Panama, and Colombia involved. You're gonna go?
I'm all in.
Should we go to that too as buddies?
You know what? If you want to get some color, for sure.
I get a sunburn pretty easily. SPF 250.